November 16th. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 11, verse 25. In 1973, Orville Kelly of Burlington, Iowa, learned that he was terminally ill with cancer. For a while, this 42-year-old man stood mute in shock, unable to communicate with anyone about the fear and loneliness and bitterness that pulsed inside him. He did ask God to perform a miracle and heal him, but that didn't happen. Then, he prayed to die, quickly. Instead, he lived on, dying day by day. When he was at the bottom of his despair, he relinquished his problem to God. "Do with me what you will," he prayed. At that point, God spoke to him. "You are no different than anyone else, Orville. Everyone is dying. Man was born to die, but he also was born to live, fully, enthusiastically, abundantly. No one on earth is promised more than one day of life at a time. You have today. Make today count." Orville Kelly took the message to heart. He reached out to other terminally ill people who needed someone with whom to share their burdens. He organized a local group of cancer sufferers. They named it Make Today Count. It grew to other areas. Today, as I'm writing this, there are 50-some chapters of this movement all over the country. Orville Kelly is still terminally ill, but to him, the important thing is that he discovered a great spiritual truth as a result of his illness, a truth that will help him and many others live the rest of their lives courageously and victoriously. It is summarized in those three words: make today count. You and I would do well to heed them. Show me how to make each day of my life count for you, Lord.